comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Some snow is coming. It may be only an inch or less, but it could be enough to snarl traffic this afternoon.
VDOT and the Maryland State Highway Administration are preparing. Charlie Gishler is with the State Highway.
We're pre-treating the highways right now, the ones that we maintain, the state-numbered, non-tolled interstates and roads.
VDOT's Ellen Kamalakis.
We want to go ahead and get that pre-treatment done and get our trucks staged and ready to start treating the roads once the storm actually starts.
Kamalakis says crews will be out there until after the snow stops. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. President-elect Donald Trump is reportedly planning an overhaul of the way U.S. intelligence operates. This as Mr. Trump remains publicly skeptical about the conclusions of our intelligence community that the Russians were the ones behind the hacking of the DNC. The president-elect is taking Julian Assange's word for it that the Russians were not his source.
The president-elect tweeting, Assange said a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta. Why was DNC so careless? Also said Russians did not give him the info. The president-elect's Twitter criticism has many on edge. One official saying, we're heading into this different era where it's hostile. But Trump's team defends his continued conspiratorial tone.
I think given some of the intelligence failures of recent years, the president-elect's made it clear to the American people that he's skeptical about conclusions.
Correspondent Jason Carroll reporting. Four people have been arrested in Chicago after someone posted a half-hour-long video to Facebook showing a man being severely beaten. But Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says it's too soon to determine whether the attack was racially motivated.
Well, I've been a cop for 28 years, and I've seen things that you shouldn't see in a lifetime, but it still amazes me how you still see things that you just shouldn't. So I'm not going to say it shocked me, but it was sickening.
No formal charges have been filed yet. At least one more Metro worker says he's been fired for falsifying reports in the aftermath of that Northern Virginia derailment last summer. And union officials say two more workers have also been fired, making a total of seven now who've lost their jobs after the investigation of the derailment. The union representing those workers says it will contest the firings. The investigation's continuing this morning into who left several weapons near the Potomac River in Washington.
Several guns, including two in a violin case, others in pails and plastic bags, along with ammo, were found by a woman walking near the boathouse at Fletcher's Cove. Park police say they don't know how long the weapons had been there along the C&O Canal, but a trace is being run to figure out who owns them. They're praising the woman for coming forward as an example of see something, say something. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia lawmaker has introduced legislation that is similar to North Carolina's controversial transgender bathroom law. An opposition to it's already forming in Richmond. Republican delegate Bob Marshall's legislation has sparked a strong pushback from civil rights groups. Marshall's bill would generally prohibit individuals from using a bathroom of the opposite sex in government-owned buildings. The contest for governor of Virginia is about to get more crowded. Democratic former Congressman Tom Perriello says he intends to run, presenting an unexpected challenge to Governor Terry McAuliffe's hand-picked successor, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Perriello made a round of phone calls to leading Virginia Democrats yesterday to tell them he plans to jump into the race. A formal announcement could come as early as today. A new Gonzales poll in Maryland gives Governor Larry Hogan continued high approval ratings. The poll finds 74% of Marylanders have a favorable view of the job Hogan is doing. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,942. The Nasdaq at 54.77. Sports upset in college basketball as number 11 Virginia loses to Pittsburgh. NC State upsets number 21 Virginia Tech. Georgetown and Howard lose. George Mason wins. And the Maryland women win again. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Snow, sleet, ice, freezing temperatures, or all of the above.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the greater D.C. metro
depend
area.
On the WMAL Storm Center on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The holidays are over, so it's time to get your home back in order. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, who want to help you start the new year cleaner with a great deal. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Listen, Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh even today. today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpet, spills, odors, or pet stains, they'll disappear after a Zero-Res clean. You know what I also love about Zero-Res? It's how easy it is. They bring all the equipment and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots, or odors left behind. Heck, they even bring their own water. Your house will look great again, and your friends will think you got new carpet. Call Zero-Res right now. Get clean for the new year and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Three rooms of carpet for just $149 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero-Res 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, heads up for starters. Good inbound Douglas Bridge as you head on towards South Capitol Street. Not so good if you're taking the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Crash reported before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. And I am seeing delays right now quickly forming each direction 295 to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. So be prepared for that. Northwest DC 12th and G Street. Accident cleanup continues. Watch for police direction there at the scene. Maryland Beltway getting a little bit better, leaving Greenbelt toward College Park. The incident, outer loop after Route 1 near the IKEA. Crews tell me everything to the shoulder there. So again, the pace slightly improving. Get a little break and then you hit the slowdowns again near New Hampshire to Georgia Avenue. For 270, volume delays pushing through Urbana, Clarksburg, now Germantown toward Rockville. Nothing to report Beltway between the Spur and the American Legion Bridge. Heading out of Manassas Park and into Centerville. It's been a slow go this morning. Had two separate incidents. The latest one had been northbound 28 before you get to Braddock Road. Looks like they were getting that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a touch of snow around as we head through mainly this afternoon. The cloud deck lowers, thickens, and a much colder day in the 50s yesterday. How about the 30s? 36 this afternoon. Some scattered snow showers right into this evening. Dusting maybe up to an inch in spots. And then overnight down to 32. Cold around the suburbs. Clouds and sun tomorrow, 36. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Vienna, 29 in Waldorf, 32 degrees in Washington. One county sheriff is offering up his jail inmates to help Donald Trump build the wall. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL. We're watching Comes to Talk coming up at about 30 minutes. We're going to talk to Seb Gorka about, you know, what is true and what is not true. With all this talk about Russians trying to hack the election. At 8:05, he's an advisor, an economic advisor to Donald Trump. Steve Moore will join us. And then Representative Daryl Issa will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and filling in today as our guest host, Jesse Jane Duff, retired gunnery sergeant, all-round good goose. How are you?
Hey, good morning, motivators. If you're up early, that means you are an early riser, ready to run 3 miles.
No. Collie Stimson is on the line right now to talk about what's going on with Guantanamo Bay. They're releasing more Gitmo detainees, and he has the very latest on that. Good morning to you, Collie.
Good morning, Jesse, or I should say Gunny, and Brian, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. He serves as a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, but also was at the Pentagon, an assistant secretary for defense for detainee affairs, so he knows a lot about this topic. All right, I'm reading that, I'm reading that four detainees are about to be released from Guantanamo Bay and sent to Saudi Arabia. This is either happening now or is going to happen in the next few hours. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is that the Obama tends to transfer and get rid of some 22 people that are currently in Guantanamo before he leaves office. What's going on?
Yeah, so these four have been approved for transfer to Saudi Arabia. And there are 23 total down there of the 59 that are there that have already been approved for transfer. So you should expect to see in the coming days before January 20th, most, if not all, of those 23 leave the island and be transferred to some other country. And, of course, President-elect Trump said, stop it, done, no more. And the White House is legally within their rights to say, sorry, we want to do this.
Well, there have been so many transfers already, and you're going to get rid of 23 more, which will leave only 36 people, I think, at Guantanamo Bay. Well, it would seem when you get down to around, you know, 50 or so, you're talking about the bad guys, the really bad guys.
Let's not be cute about it. Most of the last few hundred are bad guys. I mean, these are
the worst.
Law war detainees, and it's a weird war. I'm sure the gunny would wave in here completely and agree with me that, you know, it's a weird war where you're releasing the enemy while you're still at war with the enemy. I mean, I can't think of another war where we've done that. There were 790 guys down at Gitmo. We're down to 59 now. We'll probably be down to, you know, 29 or so. Almost a dozen of them are facing military commissions trials, including the 9/11 co-conspirators. But I think if you're there on that island on January 20th, when President Trump is sworn in, you're there for a while.
You know, one of the things that really disturbs me is that Saudi Arabia is also a known sponsor of terrorism, that they have actually been associated and ties and links to ISIS, funding with them, and Muslim Brotherhood and radicals. So it's just, to me, seems like a wink and a nod going on here, because like you just said, we're still at war with the enemy. We're sending them over to someone who helps sponsor our enemy. What is your take on that?
Well, the big three populations at Gitmo were the Saudis, the Yemenis, and the Afghans. And we've sent a lot of people back to Saudi Arabia, some to their terrorist rehabilitation program, which has been fairly successful. But keep in mind, the Obama numbers show through the DNI that about 30 to 31% of Gitmo graduates have either gone back to, confirmed or suspected of going back to terrorism. So there's no risk-free transfer from Gitmo, and there never will be.
So is there anything that can be done? I mean, or does the president have carte blanche to continue to transfer these people out as long as he is still the president?
Yeah, and the consequences are that he will suffer the political ramifications of it, but of course I don't think he really cares because he's leaving office, but yeah, he has almost unfettered discretion as long as he gives the requisite notice under the law to the Congress. The Congress has done nothing once they've gotten the notice, and so you can expect to see folks be transferred off the island between now and January 19th.
So essentially you're saying Congress, even if they, is there anything that Congress could do to intervene? I mean, we know they don't intervene, but could they? Or is there someone up at the Pentagon that could intervene?
Well, nobody at the Pentagon is going to intervene because they follow lawful orders, and these are lawful orders to transfer these folks. Congress could have last year attempted to cut off funding of transfers completely. I think that's probably a separation of powers issue, and the president probably enjoys the constitutional authority to do so because he is the commander-in-chief. So I don't think there's anything that can be done.
I noticed that we do not know the identities. I again apologize. We don't know the identities of the people who are being released out of Guantanamo right now, the four detainees. Shouldn't we be able to get that information? Isn't that something that the public has a valid reason to know? Because if we can identify who they are, then we know what they may have done, and we as a public that wants to know what's going on at Guantanamo can make an independent judgment about whether or not we agree or disagree with that policy.
The practice has always been, Brian, and this is during the Bush administration also, is to not to pre-release the names of the person we release or transfer for security reasons. And I think those reasons are still valid. And you do find out after the transfer takes place the names of the persons. And, of course, with WikiLeaks and all the other information that's out there, you can find out what the review boards and other information about Gitmo.
Well, let me ask it another way. Is there anybody left in Gitmo right now that you think is deserving to be transferred out?
No.
Well, what about the president's claim that we've had no terrorist attacks in this country in the last 8 years? I mean, we're looking at this now. He's releasing people, you know, like he's just pulled this plug on the bathtub. They're all draining out. How much longer what is your take on this? And do you think any of these terrorists are going to come back to haunt us? Because as I recall, many have.
Yeah, well, of course, this was, you know, very carefully crafted wordsmanship by the president's lawyer. And I'm a lawyer, and, you know, words matter. I mean, but he's talking about, he's forgetting things like Fort Hood, San Bernardino, Orlando shooting, the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston, the Christmas Day bomber that happened, you know, the underwear bomber that happened at Christmas Day on 2009. He's saying that those were workplace violence or non-Islamic directed attacks in the United States. Well, of course, they were inspired by Islamists and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the Heritage Foundation, where I work, has tracked over 93 Islamist-inspired terrorist attacks or plots on U.S. soil since 9/11. And, I mean, we've had them recently. Ohio State University, back in November 2016, the car that drove into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of them. The Seaside Park bombing, St. Cloud, Minnesota, just a few weeks ago, the stabbing, the Orlando nightclub massacre in June of last year, 49 dead, 50 injured. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And Adal Hassan.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the thing. If there are going to be 23 people released and there is a 30% recidivism rate, that means that roughly 7 of these terrorists that are being released from Guantanamo will return to the battlefield.
Exactly.
Now, be careful, Brian. That's higher math.
I know, and my math is always suspect, but I actually did check that out on the computer.
Well, you're telling an English major, so I'll go with your numbers. there's been no risk-free transfer from that island, and, you know, President-elect Trump says he's going to load Gitmo up with, quote-unquote, bad dudes. We'll see whether that happens, but I think if you're there on January 20th, you're there for a while.
You're there for a while. Thank you. Colleen Stimson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland getting to 270. That's the problem spot because 15 is shut down. Serious crash. Looks like they've stopped 15 in each direction. 15 just south of Mater Avenue over near the Frederick Shopping Center. So again, 15 near Mater Avenue closed as they deal with the crash there. On 270, those of you that are on 270, delays are south of Route 80 Urbana. And you see that volume toward 109. And again, a little bit sluggish now. Your delays south of Gaithersburg begin in Rockville to get on to the 270 spur. Better out of Greenbelt, outer loop the crash after Route 1 near the IKEA College Park area. That was to the shoulder. And now the normal delays as you head from 95 to George Avenue. Southeast Southwest Freeway. Accident had been westbound before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crews say that was cleared. Still heavy across the 11th Street Bridge. And now eastbound freeway. One is reported near the 3rd Street Tunnel. So busy area there through town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen, we're talking about some snow in the forecast, possibly the late afternoon drive time. A high of 36 today, but a chance of snow 30%. Doesn't take much to mess things up, so be sure check in with Larry O'Connor this afternoon on the Larry O'Connor Show, and he'll give you the very latest on the conditions there. Tonight, a 40% chance of snow, and by the time it's all over with, maybe an inch of snow in some spots. Temperatures will dip down to right around the freezing mark. Tomorrow, 36. Saturday, in the low 30s. Sunday, in the upper 20s. And Sunday night into Monday is going to be really cold with temperatures in the teens. Currently, in the nation's capital, we're at exactly 32 degrees, right at the freezing mark. 7:18 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, we know that that California was very much Hillary Clinton territory in the last election. She won in that state over Donald Trump by about 4.2 million popular votes. And she didn't win the Electoral College vote, but she won the popular vote. There's no doubt about that. Let's just give her that. However, you might expect that the people in California who overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton are not very pleased about the prospect of a Trump presidency, right?
Right.
Well, guess what they're doing? They're hiring a guy. Wait till you hear this. Hiring a guy. Golden State leaders are promising to fight Donald Trump at every level, and they've hired a man to head up that effort on behalf of the state, and that person is President Barack Obama's former Attorney General Eric Holder.
This is just so disturbing. This is out of the taxpayers' pockets to fight your president. Like, what are we doing? Yes, I'm shaking my head.
So
I'm
hold
sorry.
On a minute. Even if there were 4.2 million people in the state of California, more who voted for Hillary Clinton than voted for Donald Trump, mm-hmm. isn't it true that at least a fair number of people in the state voted there for
were,
Donald Trump?
There were a huge number, and many. I'm from California.
He didn't win the state, yeah. but there were a number of people who voted for Donald. All of those people have just paid to hire someone
to fight.
To fight the person they wanted to see to be president.
Right. And,
that's just not right.
And Donald Trump isn't even in office yet. For the California attitude to become that he's going to actually be detrimental to the success of California is absurd, insulting, ridiculous. My parents live in California, and I'm from California. There are huge pockets of red in California. Many people don't realize that because your LAs, your San Franciscos, and your major metropolitan areas seem to consume the attention of the state. There are many conservatives, but sadly, it's a sinking ship now that the Republicans aren't even putting forward candidates. There isn't a single statewide elected official other than Democrats now.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Eric Holder was the Attorney General of the United States, right? As the Attorney General of the United States, it is your job to represent not the President of the United States, but to represent the people of the United States. And throughout his tenure as Attorney General, many people looked and said, he's just carrying out the Obama policies, which is not his job. You have a White House attorney. You have a Solicitor General that you hire when you're the President of the United States to represent your interest. The Attorney General is supposed to play it up the middle. The Attorney General is supposed to be an unbiased individual who strictly interprets the law and makes sure that the laws are prosecuted when they're violated. And prosecuted people who violate the law are prosecuted. That's what you're supposed to do. And we always said about Eric Holder, he's not playing it up the middle. He is acting on behalf of the Obama administration. I know it's an old-fashioned notion, but he's not supposed to be the president's attorney. He's supposed to be the Attorney General of the United States. Now we see his true stripe. He truly is a partisan. And at least now he's being honest about it.
We knew this, though. Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress because he basically was not... He's the first attorney general to be ever held in a contempt of Congress, by the way. Not only that, this proves Trump's point that these agencies have become politicized. It wasn't just the DOJ. It was also the IRS. Let's not forget that scandal. Let's look at the Department of... when we're looking about all of the green energy efforts that have been out there, everything... Even Department of Land Management has been out there creating, politicizing Obama's agenda. None of them were working on behalf of the people. They were working on behalf of this administration.
Well, listen, if you're a Trump supporter and you live in California, I think you have a reason to be very upset about how
Absolutely.
Your tax dollars are being spent. 722 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It is 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head around the region. Beltway, Topside, College Park to Silver Spring. Yes, we're back to normal there, so that's good. The earlier crash near the Route 1 IKEA, that's been cleared, so that delay is eased out. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back before St. Barnabas Road to get from Maryland to Virginia. Virginia Beltway, a little bit of volume in Annandale, looking like a little bit below speed toward the Legion Bridge, but we'll take that anytime. Now, for 66 eastbound, as you come up to the Beltway, we're slowing now because of the crash. Watch for delays, at least from Nutley Street, jammed to the Beltway, right at the exit for the Beltway. That's where crews had police activity there with the incident. No problems to report if you're on the Greenway. On the toll road, Route 7 has been looking good out of Leesburg. Westbound had a crash near the toll road, but it wasn't causing much of a backup. Just keep alert in that stretch. In Northwest DC, 12th and G Street, under police direction from an earlier crash. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak disturbance to our west will develop, and most of the activity will be out over the ocean, meaning most of the precipitation. But we'll get some this afternoon. Clouds thick and cold. 36, some snow showers come in. And this evening, dusting maybe up to an inch in some spots. And then 32 overnight tonight. Clouds and sunshine, chilly tomorrow, 36. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, right at the freezing bar, 32 degrees, 726.
Put a smile on your face.
I mean, who doesn't like going to Taco Bell? I mean, I go there about once a week. I'm a big fan of the Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to outgrow that.
I run for the border.
I was carrying too much of that around for years.
I get a burrito supreme.
Oh, my God.
And then I get a chalupa supreme.
Oh, God.
And then I get a Mexican pizza.
Okay, that's like 3 days' calories right there.
And then I wash it down with a cherry Pepsi.
You do that.
That's good. I know what I'm going to do for lunch.
Anybody
today.
Know CPR?
But I do. I love the Taco Bell. Apparently, this is to your point about maybe I need to re-examine their menu, because according to this story over at Taco Bell, if you choose to, you can walk away with really, really healthy food. Taco Bell has started to become, according to this article, one of the country's healthiest fast food chains. Now, they don't advertise it, and they don't talk about it, but apparently they have a fresco menu, which is pretty good. It's low calorie. They have something called it's a high protein cantina menu and a vegetarian menu, which is, I am told, certified by the American Vegetarian Association.
I've had their cantina menu. It's actually very good, but please don't, you cannot add your sour cream and, you know, all of those additional sides that you want.
Then what's the point?
Exactly.
To me, but apparently they don't talk about it a lot. They say, here's what a dietitian said, you know, it's not authentic for us to talk about being a health care haven because, you know, I mean, a healthy food haven, because we still have all the other stuff. But if you choose to, and if you seek it out, there is a way to go to Taco Bell and actually get really healthy food. This according to Taco Bell.
Well, it is available. I've tried it. It's actually very good. But I have to stay away from there because, like you, I'll eat the big burrito.
Yeah. You want to go get a chalupa later?
Yeah, I will.
All right, 7:28.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742, or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, if you listen to some people, apparently the Russians tried to hack the election. What is truth? What are the Russians doing and what are they not doing? What is truth? What is fallacy? Seb Gorka will be along here in just a moment to try to sort it all out for us. It's 7:30 in the nation's capital. It's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Road crews in Maryland and Virginia are getting ready for what forecasters say may be our first accumulating snow of the winter, even though the accumulation, in this case, may be just an inch or less. Charlie Gishler is with Maryland State Highways.
You'll start to see those streaks appear on the road, and that is the salt brine that's allowed to dry. Leaves that film behind, prevents that initial bonding of snow and ice from forming on the pavement.
Snow showers could arrive by the time you're driving home this afternoon. The complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Breaking news this hour, the Coast Guard says a fire has been reported on an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico off the Louisiana coast. No injuries have been reported. President-elect Donald Trump remains skeptical about allegations that Russia was behind the hacking of DNC emails during the election campaign.
Donald Trump going to battle not just with U.S. intelligence agencies, but also with some leaders of his own party. That's as he takes to Twitter once again to suggest that he doesn't believe U.S. intelligence agencies' assessment that Russia attempted to meddle in the U.S. election, instead suggesting he may be more likely to believe Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who insists none of his information about Hillary Clinton's campaign came from the Russian government.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Democratic former Virginia Congressman Tom Perriello is reportedly running for governor. It presents an unexpected challenge to Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who is Governor Terry McAuliffe's handpicked successor. A new poll gives Maryland Governor Larry Hogan a 74% approval rating. The new Gonzales poll finds 45% strongly approve of the job Hogan's doing, another 29% who say they somewhat approve. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,942, the NASDAQ at 5,477. Sports: unranked Pittsburgh upsets number 11 Virginia. NC State does the same to number 21 Virginia Tech. Georgetown and Howard lose. George Mason wins, and the third-ranked Maryland women win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com. Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still hung up in the Frederick area. Each direction of 15. Serious crash south of Mater Avenue. Northbound, they had everybody stop. Southbound, allowing just one lane slowly to get by. So what this does, takes the pressure off of 270 for commuters that can get there, say off of 70. I'm not seeing any delay until you get to the exit for 109. A little bit of volume. Then beyond that, south of Gaithersburg, down through to the Beltway. Topside Beltway delays 95 to George Avenue. Slows each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel. Had a minor incident northbound. That's out of the travel lanes near 198. Virginia 66, a long lineup now to go eastbound through Manassas-Centerville. Westbound in Centerville slows toward the exit for 28 to go north on 28, where crews are dealing with the crash. That's why you have that westbound delay. Hold on, there's one more incident for 66. Trying to get up to the Beltway eastbound at that exit ramp, to that right, far right exit ramp to get onto the Beltway. That's where crews have the crash, but you're slowly getting by that one as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Might be more about timing than amounts. Snow showers come in this afternoon. Could stick in some spots, dusting maybe up to an inch. 36 degrees, no widespread accumulating snow. No snow showers will end this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Centerville, 30 in Greenbelt, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. Coming up at 8:05, Steve Moore will be with us. And at 8:35, Representative Daryl Issa. Joining us on the line right now, Dr. Seb Gorka, who is the author of the book Defeating Jihad, Worth Your Time, Worth Your Investment. You learn a lot of stuff by reading that book, because we're going to talk about Russia and hacking and what is truth and what is not truth as best as we can discern it. Good morning to you, Dr. Gorka.
Good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So we got a hearing on Capitol Hill today where Senator John McCain is going to hear from James Clapper and folks in the intelligence community, Admiral Mike Rogers and others, are going to give an assessment about Russia and what they've been up to. And then we're going to have Donald Trump is going to get a sort of briefing on Friday. As we hear these intelligence officials speak, what should we be on alert for as we listen carefully to the words that come out of their mouth?
Well, look, first thing first, let's get the ground game clear. Russia, the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin are not our buddies.
Yeah.
The idea that they're using cyber means against U.S. interests, whether they're governmental or private, shouldn't surprise anybody. So this isn't news.
Can I just stop there? Because we do the same thing to others, don't we?
Yeah, that's why we have something called the CIA and the DIA.
I just wanted to point that the
we
Russian,
do it too.
Yeah, it's spy versus spy. You know, they do it to us, we do it to them, and that's just the way the game's played, is it not?
Right, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, you want to inform your elected politicians, your decision makers, the commander-in-chief, with the best information possible. And sometimes, you know, it's not in the Washington Post.
All right, so go ahead and make your point.
Right. So what we should be looking for is we've got to identify as much as we can in the unclassified world the seams here. So there are some serious seams that are very disturbing. The idea that this story suddenly becomes the talk of the town, yet almost instantly the one agency making the accusation that is headed by an individual who really was a bag carrier for President Obama for all these years. So John Brennan was an individual who was very political in his identity. His agency, the CIA, makes an accusation that almost immediately is countered by the FBI and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the highest federal collating body inside the federal intelligence community. That is what the investigation, the hearings have to determine. How much of this is politically driven? How much of this is the CIA being treated as a political football? And how much of this is something really new and something different? And the last thing here is, the fact is nothing, and I've read the official unclassified report from the FBI and DHS, nothing here gives any indication that the election was changed in any way. Let's be very clear that the label, the election hack, should be jettisoned, because what we have are two incidences in the spring of 15 and summer of 16 where the DNC was penetrated and Podesta's emails were leaked by WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things, and let's be clear about that is not hacking.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Jossie. Hey. I am just so annoyed with this because, as we all know, this is just a distraction to what was in the leaks that came out. They're calling it hacking. So I've got two questions here. Is it a hacking or is it a leak? What do you believe? And the flip to that is, why don't they just stop talking about it? Because all they're doing is driving more attention to what was in those emails. What's your take?
Yeah, so for me, you know, hacking a system requires some kind of sophistication and an intent to do damage or to steal information that's very sensitive to national security or to private intellectual property. Releasing emails in which Podesta says Catholics are nasty and Bernie Sanders is an idiot, for me, that's not hacking, especially when he admits that his password was the word password.
I know. Can I ask you a sort of a related question? There's a story this morning that suggests that Donald Trump wants to revamp the intelligence agencies, that he's not happy with all of this stuff that's been going on, and that he wants to revamp the Office of Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, and he also wants to change things at CIA so that there are a few people working at desks and a lot more people who are out in the field. Do you think this is the right approach?
Well, this is really what we should be talking about. So ODNI, unfortunately, may have been a good idea after 9/11, but it has become incredibly bloated, far too many people there, and kind of lost its way in terms of what it should be doing, which is collating the best information. When it comes to CIA, this is really important. Look at John Brennan's career. John Brennan was an analyst who thought he could be a really cool case officer, and he failed. He failed to become a case officer. As a result, when he was put in charge of the CIA, he completely changed the whole organization so that analysts could pretend to be case officers, and he created a system of centers. This is all unclassified. And as a result, he's really changed the culture to try and water down the line between an analyst and an operator. And that's never good, because they're two very different individuals. The person who sits in a cubicle is not the person who's going to be running agents in Peshawar or Kabul. So, yeah, I think Donald Trump knows what he's talking about. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, former director of the DIA, is his national security advisor. These people know what needs to be done, and I can't wait to see it happen.
So McCain wants to do these hearings, which for me is just a waste of time. I feel like this is the coup of the establishment all over again, trying to reinforce something within, like, a secret handshake between he and Obama. Do you think these are effective, and is it worthy?
No, this is a circus. This is bread and circus. Let's get on with the job of protecting the nation, defeating ISIS, securing the southern border, and dealing with the real threats. Russia invading its neighbors, China building fake islands and putting military installations on them. Let's get serious and stop this. This is just a dog and pony show as far as I'm concerned.
I want everybody to read your book. Defeating Jihad is an incredible must read. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. If you don't understand what the heck's going on over there, read his book and you'll become a genius just like Dr. Seb Gorka.
Wow. That's all it takes. I didn't know. All right, Dr. Seb Gorka, thank you so much for joining us. It is always a pleasure. We greatly appreciate you joining us. 744 on WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hello, 395. That's where we're struggling right now. And it's a continuous delay, really, coming out of the Landmark area from near Edsel Road to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Crash up ahead on the freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel near Main Avenue. Still have at least one lane block. Again, this is the freeway crash with the 395 backups heading back near the Capitol Beltway. So plan for that extra time. For 66, two delays, eastbound Manassas Centerville, Fair Oaks to the Beltway. We're at the Beltway exit ramp, that far right exit ramp to get onto the Beltway. Still dealing with the crash. You can get by, but very slowly. Now 66 westbound. Please keep alert. If you're coming west of the Beltway in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, suddenly you'll hit the brakes approaching 28 Centerville exit, but just those right lanes, and that's to exit to go north on 28, north of 66, under police direction for the crash. 270, getting there. That's been the struggle. Frederick, serious crash on 15, south of Mater Avenue. Southbound one lane was getting by, and still, at last check, police tell me they have all northbound lanes stopped. Those delays just off of I-70. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak disturbance to our west will develop, and most of the activity will be out over the ocean, meaning most of the precipitation. But we'll get some this afternoon. Clouds thick and cold. 36, some snow showers come in. And this evening, dusting maybe up to an inch in some spots. And then 32 overnight tonight. Clouds and sunshine, chilly tomorrow, 36. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in northwest Washington, 29 degrees, 747. I need your help here, Jesse Jane. I mean, you're the fashionista. You're the person.
That's right. I dress for radio.
You do. You dress up. You can dress to the nines. Your hair is always impeccable. Your makeup is just perfection.
Oh, we got dim lights in here, but that's good. Thank you.
I'm telling you. You know, you understand. You know what it is to, you know.
I clean up well.
Yeah, for a gunny sergeant.
Yeah, for a gunny, I do.
All right, so L'Oreal has come up with a new technology, and I want to know what you think about this. It's a smart brush. I mean, you got your smartphone, right? I mean, of course, the next thing you want is a smart brush. And what this thing does is apparently it analyzes your hair as you pull the brush through it, as you brush your hair into place. It does several things. It determines is it dry, mm-hmm. is it brittle, is it moist, is it in good shape, is it in bad shape, and it can even apparently listen to the sound of the bristles going through your hair and draw certain conclusions from that, which it then sends to your smartphone, mm-hmm. where you can analyze your hair according to the smart brush.
Right, and it's basically going trying to determine what L'Oreal products you should use.
How convenient.
So, of course, you know, this is really something that is genius, but I don't know that women want to invest $200 in a smart brush.
Yeah,
$200. Listen, I understand. One thing I know, women with long hair do know this. You do need a quality brush because the brush itself will break your hair. That's what I'm more concerned with.
Yeah. Is it a smart brush, but is it a good quality brush?
Is it the quality that I need? Because when you are combing your hair, every time you hear any crackling or whatever, that's hair breaking.
Right.
And I think it'd be smarter for women to learn what the signs are of dryness, breakage, split ends. You don't need the brush to tell you this. And invest in a quality brush so that when you... I mean, I'm just... This is such propaganda that we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I don't see it flying off the shelves.
Let me get through that. $200 for a Wi-Fi Bluetooth brush that will send information about your hair to your smartphone and recommend which L'Oreal products you should use.
Gee, you're breaking. I knew that when I looked at all the hair in my sink. You've got dryness. I knew this when I saw the split ends. I mean, really, what is it telling you, ladies, that you don't know? I mean, hopefully you have a relationship with your hairdresser who can tell you these things.
And then what happens next? Is it the toothbrush?
The toothbrush is going to tell you.
The smart toothbrush, you know, did you do a good job of brushing?
Yeah, and then it'll tell you what mouthwash you should buy and all the products. So this is really, honestly, I want to know one thing about this brush. Is it going to be good for my hair? You buy a cheap brush, you actually can cause more damage to your hair. And there are brushes that are over $100, $200 now, but they are quality.
Are you kidding me?
No. And,
really?
And they're actually very good. And they're, long hair.
You know how much my brush costs?
Probably $2.
You're like
$2? I'm looking at it right now. It's probably $2.
But I have great hair.
Yeah, and it's short. You don't have hair halfway down your back.
Well, that's true.
Women with long hair do have to be cognizant
of this. Is it? I wouldn't have any idea.
You know, a $2 comb is good for a guy.
I mean, since the days when I had my ponytail.
And we're glad that's over. That's over. We didn't.
Mike McKay says, you had a ponytail?
And if you did have a ponytail, I would probably be rolling my eyes again, which nobody can see on the radio.
But see, now, I have this friend in the country music industry, Ricky Skaggs. He's a friend of mine. And Ricky has always had, since recent years, had very short hair. Now he has shoulder-length hair.
That's wild.
I mean, I don't understand.
Most people, as they get older, don't do that because your hair gets thinner.
Rick, have you forgotten who your barber is? What's the deal with this? But apparently in Nashville, that's the trend now, as you get older, to let your hair grow longer.
So you can really look scraggly and unemployed.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll take that. Things that work when you're 20 don't work when you're over 50.
What do you think? How would I look with shoulder-length
hair? Please don't.
Okay. It ain't never going to happen.
I'll refuse co-hosting.
If that were to happen, my dad would be rolling over in his grave. It is now 7:52.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
This year, your house gets decluttered. This year, your two-car garage will in fact be able to hold two cars. Your guest room will be able to accommodate a guest, and your junk drawer will become just a plain old drawer. Because this year, you're gonna get organized, and it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only, offer valid through 1-9.
Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Owls march toward the elusive 20,000 milestone, seeming closer
than ever before, now less than 60 points away. There are two big items in focus for investors today: jobs and the struggling retail sector. Just one day ahead of Friday's December jobs report from the Labor Department, Wall Street gets a look today at December private sector hiring and planned corporate layoffs, as well as weekly jobless claims data. You want to look for retailer stocks to get pummeled today after Macy's and Kohl's both posted weaker than forecast holiday sales late Wednesday. Macy's also announced 68 more store closings, wiping out 10,000 jobs nationwide, while Sears is shutting down 150 Kmart and Sears stores. Meantime, Amazon is planning to open its first brick-and-mortar bookstore in New York City this spring. It's already got stores in Seattle, San Diego, and Portland, Oregon, with others opening soon in Chicago and outside of Boston. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It is 7:55 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're in the thick of the rush hour. A couple of our trouble spots. Well, first, gone. According to DDOT, they tell me all lanes reopened 12th and G Street in Northwest D.C., so you can use 12th and G and get through that intersection. 395 is where jam coming out of Shirlington across the 14th Street Bridge. The accident was near Main Avenue before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, another tough spot has been 66. First, the right side going westbound to note, out towards Centerville. Those right lanes are slowing to exit to go north on 28, had the crash reported north of Walney Road. Eastbound, heavy into Centerville, then Fair Oaks up through to the Beltway. I see the tow truck there, though, at the exit, that right exit onto the Beltway inner loop. They blocked the right lane of 2, but again, some positive news. In the Frederick area, 15, that has been a struggle, to say the least. Serious crash, 15 south of Motter Avenue. Northbound side has been closed. Southbound, one lane intermittently getting by. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Might be more about timing than amounts. No showers come in this afternoon. Could stick in some spots, dusting maybe up to an inch. 36 degrees, no widespread accumulating snow. No snow showers will end this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 29 degrees. It is 7:57.
Wall Street is great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products that you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Coming up in just a moment, an advisor to Trump on economic matters, Steve Moore, will join us. And then Representative Daryl Issa wants to change the way things are done in Washington. He'll talk about a proposal that he has coming up at 8:35. It's all in the next hour, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.